Dan die gemoren aan de maris en mijn kerk naar de geres moet gaan. Die men hier is, zei ze. De moren zei, die zin niet zo goed is. Die men hier is. Die men hier is. Dat is wat ik heb. Dan die gemoren aan de
maris.
Die men hier is. Die men hier is. I say I don't believe that Meish Rabbeinu, Meish Rabbeinu mourned the fact that he was not presented with the great gift of Tehuna Gdela. Because to him, to his greater, as far as his greater finality was concerned, I say it in Hebrew, Lemayel Lemayel, whether it's finger or not finger, it's completely irrelevant. But anyway, this is dear point. But anyway, this was the beginning, the very beginning. Like the start of Meish's career, of Meish's life. Namely, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who calls Meish my beloved, and he wrote it, Meish was the beloved of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu somehow denied request made on him, on his, with address to him by his most beloved friend. And nevertheless, I can go over the night. Meish is one of them. You see, the Miriam said over a single word against Meish. And I could go over the night away. Right away, he told Miriam to come to the tent where the Mizuyah who will address them, so to say, and the king, and after the Baruch Hu was told them who Meish was, late king of the nation, you cannot compare yourself to nation. The Chatzon Lach, because it's in Nemo Mechol Beisinu, it means I trust him in the entire universe. He's mine. And they say to fill it with Meish of that. Yet sometimes he is very limited one. As the soil is the greatest of all the world. As the soil of the Ingole, out, Malchus, out. So what do you give me? What is the answer? You give me something else? What? Prepare. He gave him Meish Rabbeinu the great gift that he was born Meish. After all, I mean, the Meish was the record of his work. It was on the basis of Meish's qualities and Meish's talent, Meish's capacities. The work did not just created a nation by the rappel and told him the story. He created a nation. Prior, the nation was always, was actually an old man when he came to town. But he created a nation, and he should be qualified to do the job, to do it, to fulfill. That is the greatest gift created this world. For nation, that's why nation became the nation of Israel. The main thing in Meish, what was his unique? The Rambam has four or five criteria by which he discriminated the nation shown in him. But all right, but let us leave it. Let us leave the Rambam. I mean, now we are discussing it. What was the uniqueness of Meish? Meish was unique. This is a local nation in the nation. It means, I mean, who is Meish? I can't give you the positive description or prayer. I can give you a negative. He's different than all of this. The Ram says that the same approach he has to the Earth and the Ram, the Ram says, with regard to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We ask, who is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What is he? There is no positive answer. We don't understand. Our minds are too limited. So who is he? He is not you. He is not me. He is different from all other beings. A similar approach we have to Meish Rabbeinu. Meish Rabbeinu is different. Who is he? In positive terms, I don't know. Negative term is different than all negative. This is the aloha. This is the difference of all of these. And different is always also different in another respect, as I already emphasized it. That upon the Israel, the Meshia was the only one who requests HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It should have been just the reverse. It should have been just the reverse. And the Meshia Rabbeinu accepted, no problem. All Sharet Tfilah should have been opened up to Meshia. No, Meshia had the toughest time with it. To get something made for it, that's what Chacham don't like. Uvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, with regard to Avraham Avinu, ki nogi reizel ish. So it's Avraham said to Pharaoh, I mean Rabbeinu Shlom, the Almighty, said to Pharaoh, you want forgiveness from me? I'll do it. If Abraham will pray. Because Abraham is a nogi. So the nogi, yeah, apparently, when you study the word, those who were, I mean, you draw the conclusion that the nogi tefillah will reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu sooner than the tefillah of an ordinary man. And in a nation's life, you see the opposite. Because the army portion of the pyramid, where they say big laukas, Vani Atik Atik to their Lord. But he said, and I will not, he said it several times, I will not go into the
God.
Be Sanat Hashem, God who was angry and addressed his wrath. You need because of you. But other than that, committed this error by hitting this stone on the rock. Instead of hitting the rock, he addressed himself to this rock. What did you do? No one told him to do that. So I don't remember a very some medrash. The medrash says, in the Knesset in Israel, would have assembled in the Midbar, for this is the assembly. And walked into the Beis HaMikdash of this Midbar. And opened the door, and addressed themselves to the Almighty, and said, Rebbeinu Shel'Olam, we ask you, never mind this nation, we ask you, can't get along without nation. And if you want us to go to Israel, without getting involved in many problems in our world. In which you want us, I mean, to be a Hamas Guru, let us say, in the good Kodesh, you have to do one thing. Lift your verdict. Your verdict, and let Meshi accompany us. With Meshi, you are not afraid of anything. Such a statement that Kodesh Baruch Hu could have removed all problems. The nation would have entered them. Big laughter because he had no stable, no intelligence to do that. That is if you can be his son of tradition. But basically, you know, this is regard to Tzilas Yisroel. But as far as Tzilas Meish is concerned, while we have been warm, the Almighty promised. That if Avraham will offer a prayer, those prayers will be implemented because he didn't know it. So Tfilas Meish should have had the entry before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, 100 times more than Abraham Tfilas, because Meish was greater than Abraham. And it was not like that. This itself is an imamin of the Rambam comes to express it right. Meish's Tfilas were not accepted. We don't know why. Now let me get another point number two. Meshe, not the same. Point number two, there is point number two. Yes. Meshe, please. Meshe what I can go to do in the shirt in the anyway. During the shirt, we are reading now in the family during the shirt in the anyway. It's British. It is Mesha what I can go. Impossible. After the shirt in the anyway, by doing my shmini, in the eighth day, Sharon took over the Kunigay, which was prepared for him by Mamash. You know, we read it, Tave, and we will read him yet as a Mitzah, where there is the full description of the Shiva Simeon. The Gemore, Tainus, the Gemore in the Zore, a couple of them. Ask the question. Baner Shimesh Meshe Beshiva Slimea Melu. What kind of clothes, of garments, did he wear when he acted as a king goddess, Beshiva Slimea Melu? It means he used the same garments as the Aaron was instructed to do, namely what? Shmeya Kodesh. No, or Meshe, he did not make extra Shmei of God for Meshe Rabbeinu. He apparently was dressed differently than Aaron. Okay, so it says, Akive, Ukve, came to Ginzek, so they asked him, apparently they examined him, so there was a lamb. They asked him the question, what's about Meshe of God in Alpi, to the Shiva Shmei Amelun? Was it exactly like Aaron? Or Mesha's outfit was different than Aaron. Why should such a doubt arise in the mind of the Anshe Ginzek, the representative of Ginzek, the belonging to him? I don't know. Well, this is the question which was solved. He was presented with two more questions. What decision did he? Additional questions are not so important. Important that. On other hand, Peter Leyade, tell me this. Yes. So he came back, he was ready. So he told him what went down there. I said, what did I say? What went down there? He said, Meshe Shimesh Bevishiva Smei Amelun Becholo Klov in a white shirt. It means, in other words, never mind the positive side. The negative side is that he did not serve in the Tamigla, Meshe Rabbeinu, during the first week of the Kehuna, and he had to train Aaron and to teach him how to do it, in Shmei Nebgodim, but in white, beggar, one share. If I'm not mistaken, Rashi says, it has no pocket. If I'm not mistaken, I don't know it. Now I just think I was more intelligent. That's what I'm saying. Then the error, what? Where is it? So the Ewe means a pocket. Ewe actually means four, but rather to buy the one who used to use, he's got it minus packet, she was the one who used to go in to the Tuma Tamishka, to the Rishka, where they kept all the money from the Shabbat. So he did. But he has got it without packet. But why was it the third Tamishka? It is at first glance, it is strange. And in general, what made him ask this question? I'm always concerned about the motivation. Why not? In the Torah says to the king Godel, when he performs his service in Beis Hamikdash, must be dressed in eight garments, I mean in a certain uniform. So why should Meshe be excluded? Why should Meshe be excluded? And apparently, when the Rebbe told it to him, there was a reproach that he made a mistake, that he said he wanted to say that Meshe was engaged in service while he was dressed that the Shveda party, the Holo Kloban, we shouldn't have even doubted it, that it certainly into a matter with a segmented base. Now, Ukra did not know it is irritated with us. To me, it's not such a loch of study. It's not such a loch of study. Interestingly, something else. The Gemara, says that King Godel is a mechus of Godel. King Godel, who was God read, in seventh Godel is the last age. Or in ninth Godel. Either he did not have all the Godel, or he did not have. He didn't have enough of God. He's a Vidose Psulo and a Chazis of the Shomai. He's a Veda that he was in which he engaged. He's a Veda, a Veda with some even. He's worthless. And he's Kedar Shor. If he loses the beggar, if he's not left in the specific God in which he has the quest, has the order instructed him to wear during the sharing, he is trying to use the mind to Zarsha, like an alien who is engaged in that idea. The reason, please, the reason for that I do is simple. Let us speak about a certain general, what is, for instance, people who are appointed. Of course, now it will be different, but it's still true. 100 years ago, it was very plain and very simple. People who are appointed by the public. By the government. We officials have always worn uniforms. What does uniform mean? What does it mean? That this person has power, has power, and holds an office is different from the rest. The rest are plain people. Cannot issue any instructions, has no power, has no authority, has no sword. The people, and the people which are dressed in specific garments, they are different from the rest. They have authority, whatever their authority is limited, or their authority is wide and only exclusive, different story. The king himself, I mean, wears special big demands, the description of which we have in the Gila Festa. I said that there are about 16 big demands. Even the king himself, even an absolute monarch, must wear the uniform. Without the uniform, he loses authority. Sorry, Kazorov, I mean, uniformity, you must possess, must be differently dressed than the citizen. Because the citizen is not distinct. I mean, you see, the citizen is distinct. Every citizen has nothing which the other, his neighbor, next door neighbor, does not have. There's everything that is what the next door neighbor possesses. So there is no need, so there is no distinctiveness, so there is no need for him to be dressed differently. However, the officials, with the one who was endowed with power by the president, by the parliament, by anyone who has the right to endow, he has more rights in his authority, that is much wider than the ordinary your poetry, your power, find expression in your work, in the fact that he is different with us. So let us it's more understandable according to Rabbi Yechon's mind now. Rabbi Yechon was of the opinion, and it's not on Rabbi Yechon, all Chachmei Chazal, but we find it in Rabbi Yechon's statement. Was of the opinion, the dignity of man, it is only possible to attain dignity if man wants to be dignified, only when he's ready. And Yahor Umamim, there is no dignity of man. Dignity of man is, for instance, man is endowed with a variety of talents. I mean, many talents in man. And in art, man has a wonderful mind, a wonderful life. Man is sometimes kind. Man is sensitive to imagination, to the whole vision from it. All of them, they are given to him as a present on day of death. He's going this is a present which happens both of the souls upon an individual. Some individuals he provides this. With all wonderful blessed things, all the talent. You see a boy from a lama, you see a boy in the classroom, not on the classroom, many such as on many occasions. And the boy is capable in a variety of things, in many things. He has a good memory, he has a quick apprehension. He's creative, he can speak, he can think abstractly. He also not only think abstractly, but he can translate his thoughts into reality. I mean, he has application capability to apply theory to practice and so forth. And you look at it, and you say to yourself, his father and the mother of that boy has apparently received a great gift. This is with regard to other Kirit HaNefesh Tishrei. For dignity, and even a father and mother should neglect the son, and not developing scientifically in the various hours which many phrases. But even if we neglect the education of the son or the still, of course a lot will be wasted, but a capable man cannot be simply eliminated. I mean, capability that the person will realize some capability anyway. In a scientific field, or in any artistic field, in many things. Exception is dignity. Dignity is not influential to man. It's a part of his educational process. You never come to the point. Dignity has got to be developed by many things. After the world has given to us the potential, the shadow of the potential, but it is just to develop himself, to develop his family, his members of the family, into a dignified being. And in a lot of dignified beings, you know what it is. It's great order, great abridged. It's great abridged. But his health, each office has its dignity. Each office has its dignity. It must have a certain measure of dignity. But if I don't respect the government, I will not listen to the government, too. First, when you begin any rebellion, when the rebellion starts against the monarch or against the ruler, first of all, you don't say about the monarch or the ruler, is no good because he doesn't know math or doesn't know physics or he cannot think in abstract terms. No, you will have never heard anything about presence or about things like that. I've never heard it. But is there the lack of dignity in the people of the earth? Because great Malchus, this is the basic virtue which people respect, which people are ready to live, to abide by, and to live carefully. The body now, always body, any kind of body, emphasize how much is an expression of the dignity. The male is, if you wear the uniform, what does it mean? If you wear the uniform, what does it mean? It means, in a few short words, it means that the people have selected him, appointed him, and endowed him with certain privileges which no one else possesses, or no one else was privileged to receive. Godin is the symbol of dignity. Godin is not a symbol of a good head. I knew many women were. Godin is not a symbol of intellectual genius or imagination or artistic ability. I mean, Godin on nothing, but a symbol of dignity. So that the man will see it, you are not taking it the way he dresses or the way he talks. Interesting. The king Godel must love Godel. And particularly the Godel emphasized and reflect trust of the people in this particular place. He is dressed differently because he is appointed. Why is appointed? Because the people like him. So the people have trust in him and faith in him. So this is that. It's actually God who wanted the king to know one thing. The king is the representative of the people. He is endowed with power which no one else is endowed. I mean, the power of the king is tremendous. The way the Allah is trying, the royal and so forth, and a tremendous power. Because the king Godel apparently has certain talent, certain ability, which are not easy to apply. Because the people that are down this world have trust in the king. They have trust that the Romans are appointed him. And if he appointed him, so he is endowed with power. And endowed with power it means that he is different from the people and the people, particularly the people have appointed him. This is the beautiful thing. But a king in Godel, who thinks that he is power, no, he doesn't need the authorization of the Klal Yisrael, and the Klal Yisrael, he does not need anything, because he himself is great and powerful. And the source of his distinctiveness is not without, but within. He's standing there, or anybody else, any public personality, has this idea, so they're not public personalities anymore. So what is he doing in order to show No. Kegel is niet op de hoogte van de karakter. Kegel is niet op de karakter. So what will we do in all the time inside there? To show it is true, what will we do? Cheat. So you need to cheat. I am myself upgraded without the cheat. The cheat means that the heaven and appointed me, they are the actually the thief, the Haitian. What does it mean? That the appointee did not get it. Whatever he is, did not get this particular office because he himself is the greatest. Somehow the people have faith in me, and there is mimicking of them, you know that well, mimicking of them. And they actually gave him this particular individual, the Apulu, to be a leader of the community for a certain time. The very moment that came, this is the way I think of him, should behave. If he recognizes the share of the community in his godless, in his special authority, so he's in the good king, the Russian king. But if he's an accused of God, a youth of God, he says, who needs the God? I don't care. What the community does. I like a God because faithfully it is the author of the fire of it. Because I'm different. I'm a great man. It means always a person must think in terms of his relation to the Klaliyot world. Whether his relation to the Klaliyot world, his relation to the Klaliyot world, is because the people were kind enough. The people were kind enough to put him on a pedestal. And they gave him talents and capabilities. Then there is no need for knowledge. Maybe there is need for knowledge. Because without the consensus of the Klaliyot world, he wouldn't have been appointed. And this is big the kuhuna. The kuhuna means that he represents the Klaliyot world and his specific privileges and the specific unique authority which he possesses. Belong to the call to the Jewish community, and the call appointed him. That's why he was unified. This was, you will know very well, that this is the attitude which the Torah wants to say to us. This attitude. What else is there to think about it? About this attitude. That anybody who is has hold enough in the heart of the Allah. And you got to know and to say it and to repeat it 100 times that I am not deserved, I am undeserving of that something. It's only the kindness of the blessed soul, of course, that's right. But the kindness of the blessed soul to raise me to the high level of the good and better. Because who selects the kingdom? And heaven will be here in the middle of the capital. This place is difficult. Whoever this attitude from us. A teche veitin yodeh osir sachayim hazeh applies not only to money, to wealth, to material realm, but to spiritual realm. If one is actually capable, I saw many people like that, many rabbonim like that, many chazonim, we actually know how to sing and how to do the process. They are very capable, but he should not ascribe it to his capability. It is a chazon, a great shulam here, and I'm telling you shulam now. I have my great shoe because it's a beautiful voice. If you said it, this is the reason for dying. I have my great shoe is because, according to both people like me and the people, my people, like me And only because of their chesed. After the, because of their chesed, after the Baruch has bestowed upon me beautiful gift, a very, very nice voice, or a sweet tongue, and so forth. This is number one. But I'm speaking now about an appointee. Somebody was appointed.
Shaul
is a history of America. The three are Shaul with Adonai. Mm-hmm. Now you shame us. Correct. Oh, never. The beauty, the woman, the love, and the effort.
What's
the process in the whole time? The woman, not to consider himself actually superior to the people who actually made whatever he is or whoever he is possible. You should understand that as greater than the Knesset Israel, there are no individuals who are greater than the Knesset Israel. If he is an individual, who was endowed and surrounded with the chazdeh, the grace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it is because the Knesset Israel is born. We just got to know. There is one exception. That's why the king is well being the children. The Kuna is distinct. The Kuna means he is different than others. Because it's not the participation, it's not for the Knesset Israel. The big Kuna is saying that it's not I achieved. I didn't achieve it. The Knesset Israel happened. And implanted in me certain ideas and gave me certain talents and bestowed upon me certain capacities and clever and content and so forth and fire. But whatever I am goes back to the necessary. This comes under the guilty of the womb of one another. This is true in all Cain and Galen. And of all Cain and Galen are all members of it. Even David HaMelech. David HaMelech used to study Musa once from time. What used to say? The Rebbeinu told him to say, "Ki ma'churei atzein yukachem." You were taken into the palace of the king from behind the bars. And you are just a plain shepherd. So he could have gotten along without you. There was no need for the Baruch to select you. So Machuri had said, you're not even qualified for now. But it's Chassod of Shalak of the Baruch. And that's why the Melech at the beginning Ramses writes about Melech. He's got to be dressed to be heard. It's not to magnify his person, the greatest of his personality, but on the contrary. To be weakly. Varaye, let him get under it, you'll see that the people will recognize him as a man of Israel. There is one exception. When the Gemara speaks many times, Meish Rabbeinu came Godel Olam. Meish Rabbeinu Melech Olam. Meish Rabbeinu Anviim Olam. What does it show? Why is the Gemara speak? What's that? That there is, you see, the Dina Locha. What is it called Locha? The Dina Locha. The Dina actually is among the materials. Within certain work systems. Certain work systems. So there is a number of offices which you can assign to certain individuals. For instance, some officers, for instance, within a certain system cannot be assigned to the individual. I'll give you an example. Take for instance the office of president. Take the office of president in Israel. the way the Constitution, you know, the order in the Constitution, and then the office of President of the United States. Office of President of the United States, that Kill Yochum. I mean, he has so much power that had really an absolute monarchy in the last century, did not have as much power as a president. I can just do the same, push the button of power and destroy the world. But not they do. They're prime ministers. The Constitution of the United States, their political society, their philosophy, they wanted the individual to run the country. And that's why they gave so much power that he actually is a dangerous, critical person, dangerous. When he became the president in Jerusalem, all he can do is to beat a Harashat. And that's exactly what he does. It's nice. For instance, in the Constitution, Israel is the power, not a find a way to someone, a sign to someone. I mean, it's the power lies in the hands of the parliament, of the Knesset. In Aloche, within the Aloche, we have this. There are not too many offices that can be turned over by the government to individuals. Not many. The Americans is good, but the authority of the Americans and the authority of people. You don't have anybody else? But there's a difference to authority. The authority of the Catholic Israel and the government. Yeah, a different kind of authority. All right, let me say it's made better. The authority actually Melech, Kibune, and Ben. But we are very careful in assigning power to people, to the individuals. We don't have a vice president. We don't have also the court system is not regular. Our battle is differently organized. The Hadus was careful. In when it came the problem that the Pentagodus bestows authority upon individuals. There are a few individuals who were equipped out of it with this power and such. the daughter ladies who were out in the community. And they have Moses. The ladies who could have had him for it. Why does he have to walk around in the community? The answer is that the beginning tells us something. It's an admission on the part of the king of it that he's not worthy otherwise. That he's not worthy otherwise. Because they are better and more talented and more kind people, individuals than he. But it was a special effort by the bestowed by the Almighty upon him, upon the King God, that made his career as Melech possible. But this is a special problem. I mean, actually, it's a special aspect of humility, of humbleness and humility, which are indispensable for Gedulah, if one wants to gain power. It's first of all, he should strip himself of all illusions that he's actually a powerful man. And always wear the uniform, the beauty tunic. What does the beauty tunic say? The people are. The source of power is not in his being, but from without. And there's no big difference when men walks around, men walks around, in plain clad, in plain garment, a plain garment, by which he's not, he doesn't distinguish himself from the power. And then where is the source of these charismas over the poet today? Where is the source of the charisma of his share? Nothing is, he walks around without body, it means it's within him. The source is within him, in his personality. Because his role for the method, he has given us something which calls for us, which whose meaning is special, whose meaning can only be interpreted in terms of uniqueness. He is different from you. But when you wear the big difference, not between a uniform, means I'm just as actually as talented as all of you. But the call trusted me and doubt upon me, the same charisma which no one else has. It's not mine, it's the call. That's why the world is coming. How it was mentioned, all the offices you see, which we have at our disposal, then the office not of the ruler, of Miller, the office of Bez Mesh Rabbeinu, the dynamic water, the head of Torah and the Bez Rabbeinu, were bestowed upon nation. And why? Why were they bestowed upon nation? Our case is the Rebbe Ramses, so why all the other formula with the Malkus, Reish Bezden, what? Why all officers without a binding nation? The answer is, his nation is the greatest of all, and his personality was all inclusive. He was the greatest of whatever, that is Rambam speaks in terms of the whole base in Yemen. Whatever I have, I let him share. Whatever I have, whatever I create, whatever I do, is God. The whole base in Yemen. He'll have a share. There cannot be, it is impossible to imagine a certain quality. A good quality, a certain talent, an excellent talent, and so forth, which was given to mankind, which is not were not reflected by Moshe. You're asking who was Moshe? The greatest of all men, and whatever mankind or humanity has together, in combining their talent, in Moshe. So Moshe was Kohobesin Yemenu, is automatically. He did not need, meaning no one appointed Moshe as a Melech. Who appointed Moshe as a Melech? No one. But Moshe did not need Melech, because Moshe was great family. There are people who are great family without, but Moshe was great family. The whole base in Yemen. Please, he was a king of them. He is Kunek, Deloy, Melech, represent a certain degree of distinctness and uniqueness, so Moshe had to possess it. But otherwise he would have been deficient, and Moshe is not deficient. He was all based in memory. If Kuhnek Bele requires certain talent, so Moshe was like a god by himself. There was no need, for Moshe having a track to appeal to the high. To the people, they should appoint him. No, he was by himself a king Godel, who without utilizing the mechanics of appointing him. And he was deadly because he was the symbol of Godel. Moshe Rabbeinu was a king Godel, not by appointment, but by the fact that he was Moshe. By the fact that he was the greatest, Mahavish Naman. And if Kunek Dele spells out a certain charisma, so Moshe had it. That's how the Rambam interprets the whole Beish Naman. That's what the Gemara said, this exactly. You didn't think Shmenech Golem. There was no need to examine Moshe whether he's royal or not. The fact that he was appointed out of his court. And then the VOM is amazing appearance, and it bears evidence to what we said, that Moshe Rabbeinu was all the qualities, came from within. He was not appointed. Moshe was a god, but not appointed, but by himself. And that's what I said, call it love on each other. Holy Clover Michelet, what does it mean? Symbolical. Holy Clover Michelet, what does it mean? Symbolical. Holy Joel. Holy Clover, no complexity, with God, which some people have to undergo, but everything simple and plain, as simple and plain as a Holy Clover without pocket. Pastor itself, simplicity itself. Because Moshe, without utilizing any sophisticated manner, means, in order to become a king guru, he was a king guru from the very day he was born. But One day old, but how could you speak about Malchus? He was already, people saw that Moshe Rabbeinu is different from others. Whatever he has is he, only he, no one can prove. No one. That's it. Moshe is, Shimei is the whole club of Moshe. If it would be neutral to Moshe. Vidi Kuhne would have been an insult. That's why his rabbi, when he came and told him about the conversation, felt it irritated. But about nation, the power in nation, the power, the authority of nation, somehow, power nation was due to the greatest, not to appointment. If there is no appointment, no meaning, there is no belief. Vidi Kuhne is only in order to in order to have to go. If it's going to be unnecessary, then I'm ready to appoint someone. But if you do it, it's able, it's not by appointment, but by an inner process, if you do it, flows from his very inner life and personality, there's no need for appointing him. There is no appointment. Mesha Benu was a queen brother, she laid the meaning, but if there is no meaning, there is no beginning. All right?